right now on VFN TV. I'm telling you, you're going to be so blessed about the fact of being able to, maybe you have some mind struggle going on. You want to get free. You don't figure out why things aren't working out right in your life and why doesn't seem people understand you. You're going to find out the secret of getting set free from that today. So we're going to help you out. Also, we're going to talk about Cursed Incorporated. Now, we're not talking about Satan's business. We're actually talking about the major porthole that's being used by gamers all around the world. And the name of the company is what? Cursed Incorporated. Right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness, man. So glad to be here. We love hearing from you. We always say that, but it's all a community.
It's true. We love hearing your comments, your social media posts, and of course, we love hearing you through your what's going on in your life through your emails.
Yes.
Please continue to let us know, and we're together, and this is beautiful.
Follow us. Obviously, a lot of you are following us, but follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter.
Yes.
Follow us on SoundCloud. This is all these different platforms.
Also, and hit your reviews on the podcast. And if you give us a nice review, we're going to give you a special shout out, okay?
Yeah. I mean, even if it's only a 4-star, we'll still probably talk about it, right?
We only accept 5-star, but that's okay.
And that's the thing is, the more you actually do that, the more you come up on iTunes and the
other. Yes, and you're helping the program out because it's getting the word out.
Okay, so listen, we got this major breakthrough. I was just sharing this Sunday, about something that the Lord had on my heart.
At the Dream Center,
At the Dream Center, and it was just, it was prophetic. Free. It wasn't the thing. It's such a profound thing, and this is, how we're actually made up. And I just wanted to share it with you. I think it's going to bless you. And as a matter of fact, let's just go there now. Check it out.
How many people know that God has designed you? Do you know that God has designed you? He didn't design you. He designed you, right? And he's designed you in a way that outside of you relating to him, you operate in the natural sense. It's amazing, children know that as infants that they need to be fed. They didn't go to school and say you need nourishment, right? But if you ever had babies, they go, feed me now. I don't care if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, right? Don't you care about me? No, feed me now and change me after. And so we can grow up and be older folks that operate with that same infant mentality, right? We can still operate in the physical mentality. But what happens when we find God, we actually surrender to his leadership, the Spirit's leadership in our life, and Jesus is the Lord of our life. But you still have your natural sense, your body, your appetite, your natural appetites, right, Isaiah? Isn't that true? Natural appetites. So God's designed your brain. If you take your hand and you put it, you might not have ever done this, if you turn the oven on, whether it's gas, electrical, or somehow something lights up on the thing, and you put your hand on it, and it's on high, you can see the red stuff, right? How long do you leave your hand there? What if you're really spiritual? How long do you leave your hand there? Right? What if you're 2 years old? How long do you leave your hand there? Longer than you would think, right? Like, what? Pulled it off, right? So that is a natural thing in our brain. This is not what I'm talking about, Dave. This is what I'm talking about because God told me to talk about this before we talk about anything. So that's just natural. So if you live your life staying away from things that hurt you, you're just being what? You're being a baby, right? You're being all whiny and stuff. You're just operating out of your natural senses, right? You're trying to stay away from pains and hurts and all that kind of stuff. That's what children do. But grown-ups go to war to fight for peace. Grown-ups go to work to bring, they do that wonderful thing called work. Right? Let me clock in. Ding. Yeah, scan. And fingerprint. And go in. So your brain is designed. This is going to bless you. This is going to bless you. It's going to bless you. Your brain is designed to tell you, keep your hand off the fire. If not, we would all be scorched, right? We would all be burnt. It doesn't tell you not to go out in the sun when you're young and lay in the sun. Yeah, melanoma. Anyway, so the, but that's how God's designed you to do that. So that's not a spiritual thing. A spiritual thing is to challenge your natural responses to pain. To challenge your natural responses So the very first narrative that your brain's going to say to you, when somebody pulls out in front of you in traffic and you have to slam on brakes, is they were trying to do you in. And your brain will begin to articulate an argument to justify why they were so evil and why they were so bad. That is an infantile argument that you're having that they weren't involved in. We don't know anything about them. But you could be mad with them all day long because you believe the narrative you told yourself, right? But you're designed that way. Don't freak out. Challenge the first narrative you hear. Challenge the first thing you hear, because the first thing you're going to hear in your mind is what a child hears to protect themselves. Challenge it. If there's two of you, you probably heard two separate narratives, and y'all both need to dump the first narrative and begin to ask God, God, what's going on? Does that make sense? So many people right now are living, their families have lived for years like infants, believing everything their brain tells them about their responses in the natural. And so when you talk to them individually, every one of them says, well, she hates me and he hates me and they tried to do me in and this is going on. It's like, have you talked to them? No, but I know the way they put on bricks in front of me. That had to be from the evil one. And so everybody say, challenge the first narrative. People say, I got a spirit of discernment. It says, no, you got a spirit of judgment, and it's going to take you down. So the first thing you hear, you're not being spiritual if you take the first thing you hear. That's not normally the Lord speaking to you unless you have a spirit of discernment. You're moving in that, especially if it's pain. If it's pain, challenge everything that you ever, very first narrative. If somebody got your space, got your job, you know, did you in, said no to you, whatever it is. That first narrative, challenge that narrative. Because it's not the narrative you need to go with. True, something happened. Don't say nothing that happened. But challenge that first narrative. There's people that live 50 years off a narrative, a childish narrative that they had 50 years ago. Does that make sense? And they do their whole life based off of that. And they tell their children to grow up. And their kids are going, how about you doing it? It'd be kind of nice, you know, narrative, listen to the person you. So what do we challenge? Jesus said, challenge the narrative. What do you do if somebody comes up and just pokes you in the chest and goes, you? What do you do? Well, somebody says, swing back. I'm not going to tell you Dorothy is. But she said, swing back. That's our first response, right? Look at the children, right? It was amazing how when Amber had a toy when she was little and Brianna took it from her and clobbered her over the head. I mean, it was just a natural response. You know, what happened? It was amazing. I'm like, y'all were so sweet about it. She's got my toy. They're like this tall, you know. Of course, it was on Barksdale Street. But anyway, so that's what kids do. You got to watch kids because they'll bite each other. They'll crawl in their cribs and take bottles from babies. Anyway, so how do we challenge it? We don't challenge it because we went to the universities and learned something. Dear Lord, don't challenge it based off what we heard in the universities. But challenge it based on the Word of God. So you have an experience. If somebody did something rough to you, I got to go spend time with God. What does God say about this thing that just happened to me, right? Because I'm having a very quick response, and I'm not going to challenge that narrative. I'm not going to respond to it. I'm not going to swing back. I'm not going to talk back. What does God say? Jesus said this. He said, if somebody punches you in one side of your face, punch them the heck back. No, right? Kick them. This is what he says. This is going to blow you away because we have such a padded, cultured, cotton ball, peanut packing society. He said, if somebody hits you on one side of your face, smile and turn the other side. Now, I would try to differ, kind of like, you're not my bad guy. So, but, you know, he said, take the blow. Don't believe the first narrative. They're probably hitting you because they believe some narrative the enemy's told them. So how we win them over is we love them by not responding to the first narrative, the childish narrative, the baby narrative. And we have grown folks walking around still talking about childish responses and narratives. And it's like you're never going to get free if you don't challenge the first narrative. The first narrative is even infants know to take their hands off the fire. And we're going to get free from the bondage that we have in this country as a church when we quit listening to the first narrative. You people in the news are talking about the very first narrative that comes to their mind. They're having first childish arguments. And so Jesus says, this is how you challenge it. If somebody obviously is angry with you or prideful over you, they can be hitting because they're prideful over you, and they punch you in one cheek, so they can be mean, mad, or just arrogant, and they punch you, just turn the other cheek. And if they say, what's wrong with you? How come you're being so nice? It's like, because they're being convicted by what they've done. Does that make sense? And you don't go like, you're not looking down on them. You're going like, that's not what I want to do. Jesus is watching us. Does that make sense? Jesus is watching us. So we don't have those kind of responses. And then Jesus says this. He says, if somebody tells you to get out of your car, somebody who just slammed on brakes in front of you, you put on brakes, you got lipstick on your windshield because when you put on brakes, you went straight because you didn't have the seatbelt on. Anyway, so, and they tell you, get out of the car, and they said, I want you to walk 2 blocks up the street. Jesus says, walk with them 4 blocks. I'll give them a piece of my mind. It's like, no, we already had that. We don't want any more. So we got to challenge that first response, that first thing. That's why you have to be slow to speak, slow to judge. Watch what you're doing, right? And I'm watching people taken down because they're just, enemies having a field day with them because they're having childish responses to actual behaviors that are happening in their life. And so why not be taken advantage of? When somebody asks to borrow something from you, Jesus says, give it to them. When somebody needs a cup of sugar, give them 2 cups of sugar. When somebody asks for your coat, give your shirt, give them their coat, your coat too. But if everything you do is defending yourself, you're prideful, you're missing it by a mile. And that could be so scary because you could be missing God by a mile. I mean, you can be religious like the Pharisees. You can hang around people who actually do follow God and think you follow them because you're prideful. You would say you do follow. But then you're going like, but I have no responses that God says have in my life. I need to have those kind of godly responses. I'm a child responding to these things happening to me, but I'm like 50 years old. I'm 30 years old. I'm 25 years old. I'm 16 years old. Why am I still acting like a child? So I want to encourage you. The battlefield is in the mind. And the first narrative you're going to hear is the same narrative you heard when you was 5 years old. You know? And you can understand a five-year-old getting mad at Aloysius, not Bobby, right? And because he doesn't have the ability yet to understand that Aloysius is not trying to take him down. So then he comes to mature parents, and the parents go, honey, that was the first narrative. Let me tell you what's really going on. That's an insecure boy. He just stopped wetting his pants 5 days ago, right? Some parents do this. I dare him. I dare that teacher to talk to you that way. And you got all these babies trying to run a nation. Does that make sense? Does that bear witness? So as a believer, we don't act that way. And if we do, it's called repentance. We just repent. Let go of those old narratives. This means you got to start forgiving people based off what you convinced in your own mind they did to you. This when things happen to us, that first narrative has a detail. Your brain has to come up with a detailed explanation how it happened. It'll immediately start cranking out some logical response how it happened. It's just trying to protect itself. Does that make sense? It's designed that way. But the Lord says, cast down every thought and force it to be in compliance with the reality. If somebody hits you, turn the cheek. If somebody wants to borrow something, give it to them. If somebody says, go 1 mile, go 2 miles. Listen, you're going to be held accountable for your life. He said, don't take each other to court. And so he's saying, listen to me. And so, but you'll never have freedom in your life. Your first narrative is always like, somebody's picking on me and life's difficult and it's always hard and they don't really care. If they cared about me, they'd be doing what I think I should be doing. That's what the child says, right? You need to let me stay up. It's past your bedtime, Isaiah. It's 6:30 at night. Go get a bath and go to bed. So is this bearing witness? I just want to speak freedom over you. Because if you go by the first narrative, you're being childish. And Paul says, if you keep biting and devouring each other, you're going to destroy each other. And what you're seeing right now is a destructive spirit across the land. Why? Because they're just listening to the first narrative. What we got to do is start talking to people. Listen to their pain. Hear what they're going through. Relate to them. Learn other cultures. Talk to other cultures. We're one kingdom in the whole world, the kingdom of God, right? And so God loves the whole people on the earth that create his image and his likeness. So we as Christians, we need to actually learn and not listen to some narrative on some broadcast that's hating on folks. We need to actually meet them and talk to them and find out who they are. I mean, think about it. It's just this week that women were able to drive in Saudi Arabia. Women that are doctors and everything, they couldn't drive a car. It's just this week. That's a narrative we need. That's something we need to listen to. That's something we need. You know what I'm saying? So if we listen to that first narrative, we're going to isolate ourselves. We're going to separate ourselves. We're going to always be about, you know, I take care of me. I'll do. And everything this culture is about, you can isolate yourself and totally put stuff in your head and think everything's okay when you're not okay. How you find out how good you are or how right you are is hanging with other people. You'd be surprised what it brings up, right? What's that? Yeah, I'll take some extra milk. What's going on right here? And it's something you hadn't dealt with in your heart. And you want to deal with that stuff in your heart. You don't want anything. You don't want to own. When Jack Hollis, y'all know Jack Hollis, an apostolic friend of mine, when he got in that accident in a motorcycle, when somebody pulled out in front of him when he's going 70 miles an hour on his bike, broke almost every bone in his body, he took a full-page ad out in the newspaper because everybody, he was basically the pastor of the community there. And he said, listen, if I've done anybody wrong here, if I hurt you in any way, I mean, he wanted to make things right with everybody there because you're going to face God. And religion says you can hold all the resentment and first narrative knowledge against people, and God's not going to hold you spiritually accountable for it. We're spirits that have bodies that possess souls. Practice this. I forgive you. Say that. I forgive you. No, say with authority. I forgive you. Say this. I was wrong. I was wrong. Say this. You were wrong. You were wrong. Well, that comes out easier, don't it? You. Try having a conversation about using the word you. You'll get further, you know, with that. And so I'm watching the church not get over things because we're listening to the first protective narrative. You're not weird. That's how God's designed us. But he said that, but when we're saved, we actually submit to him as sons and daughters of God. We don't submit to our flesh, which means you might suffer or you will suffer. You might not get the raises to find out how you react, right? You know, things might not happen how you felt they needed to happen. You're getting checked. You know, check yourself. Some parents will say, you better check yourself, right? Some parents like that means like some others like, you better check yourself. Shoes gonna come across the room. Depends on who your parent is. But the thing is, God's saying, you know, check yourself to see if you're in the faith. Check yourself. If you believe the first narrative, you're not a loving person. You can't be because you're walking around at the childish mentality. It's hard for you to love. Does it make sense? I know you get this. This is for us. This is for us.
That's so important. I want to encourage you right now. If you're hearing all that and you're thinking, how could I do that? You can only do that with Jesus Christ. It's impossible to do it without him. But with him, all things are possible. God says, with him, with men, things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible. And then he even tells us about, listen, I will even empower you to do that if you'll just abide with me. What does that mean, abide with you? And he says, if you'll abide with me and I with you, he says, listen, you can even talk to me about stuff and anything you need, ask me, and I'll make sure you get it. I'll answer your prayers. And you'll be fruitful. You'll be able to do the stuff that we're talking about. And maybe you want to abide, but you don't have a plan. Guess what? We have a plan for you. It's a free plan, a free abiding plan for you. All you have to do is go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and request your free plan. It'll come to you immediately in your email. You know, our family's all around the world. You're signing up from all around the world for the iAbide, part of our tribe, getting in our community, getting on our mailing list. You definitely want to do that for the things that are available there at VFNKB. And we're so excited. We celebrate every one of you that when you sign up for your abiding plan, we know you. We pray for you. We're excited about that. And if you haven't yet signed up for your abiding plan, go to iabide.org and get your plan today. Listen, we're about to go to a break. When we get back from this break, it's going to be shocking, but we're going to talk to you about these games people are playing online that connect with each other. But it goes through a porthole, and this porthole are owned by different companies. Well, reportedly, the largest porthole that's owned, the company's name, this is the name of the company now, Cursed Incorporated. That's right, Cursed Incorporated. Join us after the break. We'll tell you details about it.
We'll be right back.
100 Days of Peace. Many Brazilian Christians are calling it a milestone in the history of Brazil in integrating sport and religious values.
It's an Olympic initiative put into effect by the Catholic Church with organized events before, during, and after the Olympic Games to engage a new generation of young athletes with biblical values and to spread a message of peace.
In his 2014 message for the World Cup in Brazil, Pope Francis said,
"Sport is a form of entertainment, but above all, an instrument to communicate values."
The Pontifical Council for the Laity says that Olympic values recalls the teachings of Christ in the Gospels, mutual respect, and the care of the body, referring in 1 Corinthians 6:19 to the body as the temple of the Holy Spirit.
The Bible, impacting the 2016 Olympic Games.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible.
At AllPro Tune-Up, we do great work at a fair price. We operate with integrity and honesty. And Gerald Gillis, he wouldn't have it any other way. And of course, he still wants to earn your business.
Bring my car to AllPro Tune-Up because they're quick, skilled, and honest.
I bring my vehicle to AllPro Tune-Up because Jerry's known in the community as a man of honesty, integrity, and he gives great service.
They're honest, and I can trust them with my vehicle. Gerald and his team will do what they say they're going to do.
And that so happens that communism is a system that I disagree with philosophically. I would not prefer to live under a communist system. I happen to feel that the great moments of history have been those moments when individuals have been left free to think and to act. And I feel that communism often stands in the way of certain First Amendment privileges that we have in America, for instance, that I just couldn't adjust to.
Greg Lancaster.
I was so shocked. I was. To find out the name of this particular company. You know, I knew that, you know, you're watching people kill each other with these games, Grand Theft Auto, and all these things that are going on.
This is a gaming company, right?
A gaming company where they play the games, war games, and different things like this, and they connect with each other. That, you know, we talked about it before.
Sure.
And when I was in law enforcement, people went to jail for the things that are happening on those different things. You know, robbing people, raping people, driving over, shooting the police, and different things.
Drugs.
Drugs. And so, you know, and so I was for some reason, I was just led to be able to find out. Well, I heard about this new company called Twitch. And I thought, oh, not another one, right? And so when I find out about Twitch, Twitch is actually owned by Amazon, which is the largest retailer probably now in the world.
In the world.
Richest man in the world now owns it, Bezos.
Jeff Bezos.
But Twitch, which is Amazon, they just purchased this reportedly the largest porthole gaming, the handles of port for gaming, this company. And the company's name, you got to see this, it's Cursed Incorporated. I mean, I felt something inside when you're robbing people and raping people
you
and calling to get
maybe,
a game.
Maybe
and blood was splattering all over the
that.
Place and the yeah. violation of at least 9 of the 10 commandments are taking place on there. And they're going, what's the big deal, you know? And it's like, you know, if you've done something in your heart, you've done it. And cursed is the man. It's not just a word. Cursed is what Jesus, if you became a believer, that he freed you from the curse.
That's right.
So the last thing you want to do is return to the curse. You want to be in the blessed area of your life. But to find out, you know, very specifically, you're looking at probably on your screen right here, it's Cursed Incorporated. You can find it right there on Wikipedia. That's where I found it.
Yeah.
And I was shocked to find out, you know, Amazon, Jeff Bezos' company, owns Twitch, which is the next social media thing coming out. And in that, they purchased it through Twitch. So Amazon.com bought Cursed. Well, maybe they're going to change the name. Maybe they'll change the name of it.
Well,
but it helps you understand the game because you're wondering. You look at the games and you're listening to people going, I just love Jesus. Boosh, 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 boosh.
Yeah.
And somebody's brains go splattering as well. Like, that just looks like war zone in Syria, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty bad.
And you're like, you're not feeling like a little cursed going on.
There's nothing wrong there seeing that brain,
I'm fine.
Brain splatter.
Quit bothering my game. I'm not addicted to my game. You know, it's like, maybe something's up. What do you think about that?
Well, it's an estimated 30 million visitors are on this gaming portal every single month.
The number one resource for core online gamers.
These are serious gamers.
Yes.
Yeah.
30 million.
Games like World of Warcraft, Rift, Elders versus Skyrim, Kerbal Space.
Minecraft.
Even Minecraft and a collection of 1,000 other games. So this is something this is serious. How can you be blessed, right?
Yeah.
If you're playing games, visualization, being stimulated
by evil. Well, I think this is important for parents. You know, parents are, we always underestimate evil.
Oh, yeah.
And now you're understanding that, maybe your child doesn't understand, what's taking place, what they're connected to. But now you can help show them systematically what's going on and be creative about the aspect of it. And understand this, too, that as a parent, you want to think about what you're getting them, and if a grandparent or uncle or somebody's or a brother's giving stuff to the younger siblings, that you got to step in and
you
say,
may want to check that out.
Yeah, it doesn't mean they might not sneak out and do stuff at other places, but at least you're setting down some guidelines. So when they come to their senses and wonder, why am I in jail right now?
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I was cursed.
Sure.
Play this game.
Yeah. In fact, a great resource you can go to is Common Sense Media, I believe it's .com. And it reviews all type of games. It tells exactly what's inside of them, if there's language and all, just everything. Great resource as a parent for you to check those games out and movies as well.
And what I think too, you think about this new social media called Twitch. Maybe you're on. I don't know. It's brand spanking new.
Brand
new, talking
huh?
about it, and it's monetized at a higher rate.
Do we have space for one more social media?
No,
Facebook, Twitter, YouTube.
We do not have it.
Snapchat.
Not in our stuff. But the whole thing is that why did they buy Cursed? Why did Twitch buy Cursed?
Yeah.
And it's all gaming.
Why
situation.
Did they name the company Cursed? I mean, of all things, you're going to name a company.
Yeah.
Why would you want that on your company's name?
Maybe because they just sold out and they said, this is it. This is we're going. This, it's all about murder. It's all about robbery. It's all about rape. It's all about these different things. And they just went for it.
Wow.
So I want to encourage you, find out for yourself. You got the details on your screen. You go to the VFN torch at VFNKB.com and find out some details. But I want to pray with you. Don't forget to comment below. What are your comments about Cursed Incorporated? What is your comments about what you've heard earlier about, your mindset and the first narrative that it's built to protect us, but yet we got to step past that and find out what God says about what for us to be able to do. Make sure you comment below, write to us and email us. We love hearing from you. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just bless our community right now. I pray for healing to their bodies, Father God. I pray for courage to be able to separate themselves from things that are harming them. We just break the curse over everyone that's watching right now, Father. We bless them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. We bless their families, God. And we thank you, God. We thank you for revival. We thank you, God, for third grade awakening,
Lord.
God. We thank you that revival's taking place across the world. Lord, we say, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third grade awakening. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.